Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Happy New Year, everyone. And 2018, who would ever have thought? Who would ever have thought that it just came? I mean, thank God, I tell you, that we are here in the 2018. But, you know, we had a really quiet New Year, and I was kind of liking that. Usually I like to be busy, and yeah. I just, my husband and I, without any children, we had a nice dinner at home, a little jacuzzi, and kind of didn't even see the ball drop. So anyways, well, again, if you're just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, I'm so grateful that you are here. And of course, I always like to start with something uplifting. Make New Year's goals. The New Year stands and before us. And like a chapter in a book waiting to be written, we can help write that story by setting goals. You know, it's interesting. I've kind of been like watching Facebook and talking to people, and so many times we set ourselves up for failure and we don't want to do that. So we want to, you know, maybe just look what's working. And, you know, my son-in-law actually had a really good idea. Why do we want those goals? You know, so many people, it's like, okay, we're going to start working out every day. Well, maybe we've never even worked out. How can you set that goal up and, you know, not have a reason why? What's your goal? Maybe for healthiness and maybe for, you know. So anyways, I am really excited to be here. And of course, John is back in the studio. How are you, John?
I am well.
Very good.
No smoke, and here we are in 2018. And yeah. I watched a ball drop.
Okay.
On YouTube the next day.
Oh, okay. Okay. There you go. There you go. Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's great.
Happy
having a great time.
Good.
I have my delightful gift of Squirrel Brand Ultimate Nuts Creme Brulee, and they're delightful and delicious. It will be gone by the end of the show.
There you go. Okay, okay. So I do want to give out our phone number here, and of course our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love to get phone calls here, feedback, be a part of any of our guests. You know, if you want to be in touch with any of them, we want to make sure that you get their numbers, that you get their books, that you get their business, however it is that we can help you connect with them, because that's what it's all about. We're trying to bring you amazing people that can make your life a little bit better. And of course, we bring you the brighter side of life here in the 805. Also, I want to remind you that we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. We always have giveaways. We always have positive thoughts. And also, you can receive one of our newsletters that goes out every single week. We are going to be changing it up a little bit. And so I definitely want to make sure that you get those. And all you have to do is when you call in, make sure we have your email, and you will get one every weekend before our show starts. And it will be a little bit about all of our guests with a link to their website. Also, if you have a business and you are not a part of our show yet, please give us a call. We want to get you on our show. And of course, let's start this new year in a great way. And we'd love to profile you there. Also, we want to make sure that you know that if you miss any part of our shows, you can go to our podcast. And that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And all you have to do is download that on your smartphone and you'll get all of our back shows. You'll have a whole library on there. And with all the information, too. So with that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our amazing giveaways?
You still have a chance to see the LA Zoo lights for the holidays and Christmas season. Yes, this weekend is the final weekend, but they are there. The beautiful and wonderful, fabulous LA Zoo. Zoo lights are still going on. Kim has your tickets. We also have for you the Botanical Gardens. I've never done that. The zoo and the Botanical Gardens with the LA Zoo.
Yeah, it's really good.
I did not know they had that, so we must go. VIP meal gift certificates for the Hometown Buffet. That's for two. Lure Fish House, another great house to have fish and other food there. It's wonderful for happy hour.
It's really good, yeah.
Best happy hour around Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. And finally, for a breakfast, you got to go to Pete's Breakfast House. Serving the best breakfast dishes in town using the freshest ranch eggs and farm products that are available locally. You will find them at 2055 East Main Street. Look for Pete's Breakfast House.
Perfect. And let's start off with a Pete's Breakfast House gift certificate. I'd love to share that with someone. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is the number that you can call up and talk to our guests, be involved with our guests, and also know more about our guests. And talking about our guests, I am really excited. I've got Brian Angel. Something about his last name, I love that, but he's a great guy, and of course he is the business manager for Ridley Defense, Doug Ridley. Of course, he is our DUI, he is our attorney, and he is there to defend you or your loved ones. And of course, he is a former deputy district attorney. And so we're going to talk about, there's some really new laws going on, and there's some confusion about it. And so I always like to just say, let's make sure we know exactly what's going on. So if we know what we're dealing with, then we know how to deal with it. And Brian, thank you so much for being here, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you and the boys.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. So tell us a little bit about what you do, who you are, and then, of course, who Doug is.
So I am the business manager for Ridley Defense, which is Doug Ridley's law office. Doug happens to be my very best friend in the whole wide world, and also is an incredible, talented attorney with 20 years of experience. As you mentioned, got his chops up there in Ventura as a deputy district attorney, all the way through to working in the special victims unit, gangs unit, crime of all kinds. So he's a great guy. I'm not just friends with him because we clicked. I really admire him as a human being. I'll talk a little bit about some of his charity work later on, but he's just a stellar human being. And then as a professional, I think anybody who's been in business would like to represent somebody on the business side of things that over delivers on promises that are made on the business side. We've all been involved in a business where it just fell short, and you know, as a salesperson or a business person, you don't want to be in that position. So I know when I talk to somebody about Doug Ridley that they're getting more than anything I could say.
Wow, that says a lot right there. And I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'm Kim, and I'm here with John and Tom and, of course, Brian Angel. And we're talking about, really, Ridley Defense. And so how long have you been working with him?
We've been working together since 2011.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of cases does he take on, and what kind of cases has he been a part of?
Most everything in the criminal world in California is the short answer. So the longer answer is DUIs, obviously, is a big part of our practice. General criminal defense, though, is a pretty large umbrella. And as you can imagine, I do take all of the phone calls. I'm the first person that anybody will talk to.
You're like the first responder, right?
I'm like 24/7. We call it the bat phone. The background on that mobile phone is of the bat signal. So, no, seriously, I take that seriously because 24/7, if I can answer the phone, if I'm conscious, I answer it. And, you know, people might be having the worst day of their life.
This is true.
And typically that's not happening at 2 in the afternoon.
No, it's not. This is true. So let me ask you, I know that the law has changed, and you've got some things that we need to know about. Okay, mm-hmm. So one, hopefully we don't call you, and hopefully our loved ones don't call you. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, one, let's give out Doug's phone number so that our listeners can know where to call.
Doug's number is 805-208-1866, okay. 805-208-1866.
Okay.
And I always tell folks just what you mentioned. I hope I never have to speak to them. However, I do want to encourage people if they're on that borderline of trying to figure out whether they need some help or not, I want to encourage them to give us a call, because at the very least, we may be able to give them some friendly advice, point them in the right direction, or make them feel really good and let them know you have nothing to worry about.
Wow, that's a peace of mind that you really, that I like that.
Yep, no worry.
Yeah, we're very careful about taking on cases, and we do take on a tremendous amount of cases, but we make sure that you need us. Otherwise, I can give you a nickel worth of free advice and send you on your way, hopefully.
There you go. A nickel. I haven't heard that in a long time, right?
Showing my
so,
age.
There you go. But that's cool. So let me ask you, okay, you know, we just had that people can buy cannabis, right? And so is that, and it's free, it's legal. But how legal is it? And that's something I really want to kind of talk about.
So to set the tone for this interview, I'm going to give you the same disclaimer that I give everybody who calls into the law office. I'm Doug's business manager. I'm not an attorney. All of the information that I give is pre-vetted legal information from Doug. It's not legal advice. This interview is obviously for informational purposes. Sorry to sound so much like a lawyer, even though I'm not one.
No, but that's good. No. I hear you.
But so to answer you, yeah, there are this year particularly a tremendous amount of new laws to sort through. And we actually spent a whole lot of time in our firm. There's three of us, myself, Doug, and Doug has an awesome associate attorney named Michelle Silva. And we sorted through 70 pages of new laws, which, you know, is not the most interesting reading. But this year was pretty interesting.
Right.
And some of the bigger laws are about weed. And yes, weed is legal. So just to get this part out of the way, I believe the stance is it's legal in California, still illegal federally. But the way that the White House is treating it is that they're respecting the laws of each individual state. So is it legal here? I guess the blanket answer would be yeah. Yeah,
okay.
not just medicinal anymore, recreational, under certain circumstances.
But you still have to be responsible with it, correct?
Yeah, I think that marijuana now, for the public conscious should just fall into the same category as alcohol.
There you go.
And, you know, I know the discussion aside, which one's better or which one's worse, you still have to be responsible with both of them. You
Correct.
Have to consume them in the appropriate places. You have to obviously control the things that you do while they are controlling you, or hopefully not controlling you,
Correct.
As it were. And you have to act appropriately. I think the biggest confusion or maybe something that I've heard a lot of stories about, right? I hear all the good stories that people call in every day. Every time I think I've heard every single story, a new one comes along. But a lot of the stories that I've heard about marijuana, maybe the driver is pulled over and the passenger has marijuana, right? And so there was this confusion as to who's in possession of it. And
right.
there was, you know, a gray area in the law there, maybe, arguably. But now there is no gray area. And essentially, if there is cannabis that's open, kind of like an open container, or there's cannabis that's being consumed in the cabin of the vehicle, then the driver will be held accountable.
And what does that mean, accountable? Will they get a ticket?
Yeah, they're going to get a ticket, and it's going to come with negligent driver points on their driving record. And, you know, it's not going to be a good day for them.
Yeah.
The law is SB 65, and it clarifies not only that, you know, cabin of the vehicle issue, but it clarifies the word marijuana and changes it to cannabis. So that means they're lasering in on, or actually they're opening up an umbrella, I should say, for anything edible, anything that's an oil, anything that's cannabis related, not just marijuana. There's a lot of ways to, you know, package cannabis these days, but anything cannabis related is the same thing as marijuana in the cabin of the vehicle.
So if your friend shows up with a tray of brownies, tell him to walk.
Yeah.
Well, or
do you have marijuana?
Listen, or you can high five him like he just showed up with a 12-pack of beer like we do, and you can put it in the trunk, and then you can drive to the party you're going to, have a brownie legally, sleep there, wake up the next morning, and drive home, right?
Okay. So, but if it's in the trunk, that's not, it's the cabin of the vehicle, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, what are you going to do with a brownie that, you know, you could translate to alcohol? With an alcohol bottle, you're going to keep the cap on.
Yeah.
So with the brownie, you're going to take that saran wrap, put it over the tray, you know, keep it kind of airtight in there, put it in the trunk, make sure that that's not accessible from the vehicle. Don't have that little backseat flap open and grabbing brownies, you know.
Common sense again.
Yeah, it really is. But okay, cool. All right. Will you stay with us? Because I want to talk. We only just barely touched the, you know, this whole conversation here. And we need to take a really quick break. Of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, this is the brighter side of life when, you know, you have everything that you need and it's under control. And of course, I'd love to give a last chance to give away some LA Zoo lights. And that is going till January 7th. And so tomorrow. But I'd love to get those over to you, and I can email them to our listeners out there. So call me right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and I'd love to give a family pack. So again, get your calls in right now. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to give out our phone number again, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Brian Angel, and of course, we're talking about Ridley Defense. And we're talking about Doug Ridley. And, of course, he is a criminal defense and DUI attorney. You know, it's interesting. So I'm kind of going through the list of things that you have here and sealing arrest records. You know, is that did something change then?
Yeah. Sealing arrest records. So just to clarify, there's expungements that have been out there forever where you can expunge something off your record after you've been convicted of it, after you're off probation, after you've proved that you are good, and they'll dismiss it on your record for a background check for career purposes. This is not what this is talking about. This is just that you were arrested and they didn't wind up charging you, or you wound up getting off and getting the charges dismissed in some way, shape, or form. And there's going to be other wrinkles in there, but that's a good blanket for it.
Oh, okay.
And this is just so that if somebody runs a background check, they can't see that you were arrested. So it's sealing an arrest record, which used to be something that was very mysterious. And how do we get this done? Do we have to go in front of a judge? Does this have to go? There was a process through the Department of Justice, but it was one of those things that, you know, if you called in, and consumers could call in, but they would get different stories depending on which person they talked to, that kind of thing. That's what I was hearing out there. So again, I'm not giving legal advice on that. But now sealing arrest records is something that there's a process for through the courts.
Right.
And generally it's for those people that were arrested and were not convicted of the crime, or the statute of limitations has run out and they weren't charged, or the case was dismissed, or there's some circumstances where, you know, that arrest shouldn't have happened, quote unquote.
Right. Gosh. Okay, good. Now, what about you have employment applications and criminal records? Is that kind of the same thing?
No. Actually, this is a huge one that both covers the areas of criminal law, you know, the criminal background check aspect of it, but it's really in the area of employment law. And so employers with five or more employees fall under this law, and they need to make some changes. They need to be aware, because if you have more than five employees on your job application, you cannot ask anymore the question, have you been convicted of a crime? So
wow,
that's huge.
Yeah,
that's huge. That used to be for some companies a knockout question, right? Yes, no, you're out.
Done.
Right. So now it's going to become more difficult for employers, and they won't be able to find out that information until deeper in the process. Matter of fact, they won't be able to do a background check unless they have given an offer, and they won't be able to even ask that question.
So if they don't want you to work there, then they're not, and they haven't given you saying, okay, we really like you, we want to do a little deeper, they will not be able to find out.
Right. Yeah.
That's interesting. Hmm.
Yeah. So they, it actually goes even further than that, because once they've made an offer, and let's say they do this background check and they find a misdemeanor, a DUI on your record, and then they're going to now attempt or going to withdraw their offer based on finding out this criminal information. Well, the criminal information that they find out has to have some effect on your actual job duties for it to knock you out of that offer. And if they decline that offer to the person that's applying for the job, the person still has 5 days to appeal that declination in writing and appeal once more to the employer. So again, this is in the area of employment law as well as the criminal side of things, which I'm going to get a lot of questions about.
Yeah.
The employers and they should really be seeking their employment lawyer, not us. They should be. They can call us, and we can certainly. We're very connected in Southern California, certainly Ventura County, and we can give you a referral to an excellent employment lawyer. But employers need to be immediately changing their job applications, changing their processes, and they really need to be consulting the legal advice of their employment attorney now.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, here's a big one. Police can't question your child without a lawyer. Okay, I think that we're so scared or we're so unknown about that. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, and this one, I want to just pause a second and let you know that Doug is, as we spoke about, he's a really compassionate guy. He's worked in the special victim units, which has a lot to do with juvenile crimes. We work with a lot of juveniles that have had something happen, and we work with their families. And, we love doing that. That's definitely something that Doug is really, really good at, and really helping somebody who had a bad day get back on track. So this is definitely something that falls in our world. I think this will actually prevent a whole lot of criminal charges, to be honest, based on what I'm seeing here. And it's PC 851.91, and it makes it illegal for, I'm sorry, it's WI
65.9. Okay, I was going to say,
sorry, my eyes were on the wrong line.
Yeah.
But it makes it illegal for law enforcement to question a child that's 15 or younger until they've had prior counsel from an attorney. Now, this consultation cannot be waived. So basically, if the child doesn't have consultation with an attorney prior to questioning, then anything they say won't be admissible in a criminal case.
Wow, that's
so
huge.
You can't Mirandize a child then. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't. You have the right to remain silent. The kid can just be silent no matter what. Would that be the case?
Because
would a kid understand? Could a 15-year-old kid really comprehend that? I think this is good protection for a child.
I totally agree. Because
children can do very, very, very bad things. But can a kid really consume, get his arms around what a police officer might be saying?
I think everything that you just said is the exact reason for the law, first of all. Second of all, I want to tell you guys what I've heard on my end is that we all know our law enforcement out here are just incredible people. They're friendly. They're awesome. We are really, really super fortunate to have amazing law enforcement out here. However, even the nicest law enforcement officer can be absolutely just the scariest thing that's ever happened to somebody that's 15 or younger, right? And I've spoken to these kids, and I've actually had kids tell me that they admitted to something that they didn't do.
Because they were so scared.
Because they were super scared, because they were protecting a friend, because they can't even explain it sometimes. I've asked kids, why did you say that if you didn't do it? I don't know. And so it's I think this law is appropriate as a parent. Look, I have a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old, and as a parent, I absolutely, if there was some incident that happened at their school, or if there was something that happened on my street, God forbid, then.
But I think the parents should be, you know, we're not even going to talk to them until we have your parent or an attorney involved and in front of you.
Now here's where. Again, I have to keep reminding people, I'm not an attorney, but here's where I'll see this play out by the phone calls that I take in. That's my side of things, right?
Yeah.
But I think you'll still see law enforcement questioning kids when they need to get information, especially, and again, I'm not an attorney, but there's all kinds of provisions in the law that if somebody's life is in danger, if there's some kind of, you know, imminent damage to property, things like that, that they'll be able to question them and do their job, right? Hopefully.
Is it more based on what they might be charged with?
I think it's whether or not that information will be used to charge them, like you mentioned. It's certainly not going to be admissible in court.
Now, what happens if a parent goes down, you get a call, and you go down there, and you're talking to your kid, and the police ask if they can question him, and the parent authorizes it? Is that still a violation since it wasn't
a
lawyer?
Well, if you look, again, not an attorney, but I read the law, and if you look, it says that this consultation cannot be waived. Okay. So I think what that means is that in low-income situations, there's probably going to be a process for them to speak to a public defender, mm-hmm. maybe.
Right.
And then, obviously folks who can afford an attorney – I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know if it's going to be, you have X amount of time to hire them. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. So is there any other that kind of just comes to mind that we should share with our listeners?
Really super important things about Doug Ridley's law practice. I mean, I'm talking really important, guys. Is that you haven't even mentioned Star Wars since I've been here, Kim.
I know. Well, we're going to come back and talk about that. But, and I know, so obviously, how many times have you already been seen the movie?
The new one?
Yeah.
I've seen it 6 times, but I think everybody has.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet either. But I know that he does a lot of work, right? You guys do?
Yeah. Doug is a member. He's actually, I think he's a squad leader, is his official title, of the 501st Legion, which is a charitable organization that dresses up in better than prop quality costumes like the dark side of Star Wars and goes to charity events and enlightens sick kids and crowds and people of all ages.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we're going to talk about that. I know we have another guest that's going to be coming on. And then we'll come back and talk about that. But in the meantime, can you give out Doug's number? And, of course, they'll be talking to you. If anybody, hopefully, going into 2018 does have a problem or needs somebody to help, help them.
Yes, they'll be talking to me. And if they need to speak with Mr. Ridley, we absolutely put together a complimentary conversation with him. So, but I'm just the first, person they speak with. But the number's 805-208-1866, 805-208-1866. And listen, if you or your family members or anybody you know has had a bad day, not only can we help you, but I'll try to put you at ease and let you know that the sky is not falling. We're here to help.
Okay, very cool. Very cool, Brian. I appreciate that. All right. We are actually going to kind of along the lines, we're going to talk to Annie Grace, and she is a voice of reason who changes the conversation about drinking by dismantling the preconceived notions about why we drink. And so I am sure you can go, toe-to-toe with her on this, which will be kind of interesting. Her new book is The Naked Mind, Control Alcohol, Find Freedom, Discover Happiness, and Change Your Life. And let's welcome Annie. Are you there? Annie? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and of course, why you wrote this book.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah, I'm a mother of three and former corporate executive, and I really wrote the book to free myself from kind of an increasingly worrisome relationship with alcohol.
Wow. Okay. And so is this book about yourself?
it is about my journey, but also the method that I use to kind of go through my own finding freedom can apply to anyone.
Okay, perfect. And now, is this something that was in your family, or is this something excluded to yourself?
Yeah, my parents didn't actually drink, and I didn't even drink very much at all until about the age of 26. So it was really just sort of something that happened to me, really for me, when I started working in a very high-pressure corporate job, and there was so much alcohol involved in, you know, success and networking, sales meetings, all that sort of stuff.
Wow. Okay. And so why did you decide to write this book, The Naked Mind?
It was really interesting. I actually just went on this journey of questioning my own beliefs. I remembered a time in my life when I didn't need alcohol to relax or enjoy myself. And so through doing that, I had these huge stacks of journals, and I put these journals out for download just on a website. It wasn't even a book format. And 20,000 people downloaded it within 3 weeks. And I started getting letters from all over the world.
And what was it?
So I said, wow. It was the journals of my research that I did in order to kind of free myself from alcohol.
And so,
at that point, I said, I need to make it.
Yeah. So what was that? I mean, how did you go about it? And was it an AA thing? And had you gotten a DUI or anything like that?
No, I had no sort of, quote, rock bottom experience. There wasn't ever a moment in my life. In fact, when I stopped drinking, a lot of people were like, wow, I never even really saw you drunk. It was just that I really felt, you know, internally uncomfortable with it. And so the process was I could stop drinking relatively easily for extended periods of time. Every time I did, I felt uncomfortable. I felt like I was missing out on something that I enjoyed. And so I wanted to understand, why was there a time in my life that I didn't need this to relax or have fun? And now suddenly I feel like I do. And I went through that investigation process of understanding what alcohol did in my brain and my body to have that change.
Very interesting. Okay. And of course, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Annie Grace. And of course, we're talking about really controlling your alcohol. Do you drink at all anymore?
I don't. I haven't really drank in 3 years at this stage. But a lot of my readers do. They go on to drink on occasion and just get back sort of in the driver's seat with it.
So, Annie, this is Brian. And it's interesting because I'm listening to you, and you mentioned you didn't have a rock bottom moment, and you just went on this journey. And I think it's a parallel, because I think a lot of folks go on the journey of looking for their answers, quote unquote, but they do it with alcohol, and they do get further down the rabbit hole, and they do hit rock bottom. And I think that maybe what you're doing is fantastic, and maybe hopefully some of them can find it when they're at that turning point, and instead of go deeper with alcohol, investigate your program and try to piece it apart and dissect it. So, Just curious, in dissecting it, what would you say is, what's the why? You know, if I said, give me one why as to why we drink, why do we drink?
I think that it starts out because sort of everybody else is doing it, and so we get encouraged to try it, and then it gives you a boost. I mean, your blood alcohol rises, and you feel this boost. That boost is quickly followed by your blood alcohol falling, and then you feel quite negative emotions. But in order to combat those negative emotions, you have another drink, and kind of this cycle continues.
And yeah. I think we've all experienced that feeling of, I don't feel good doing this physically, but I'm still going to do it because of my friends or because of that, maybe that up and down. Did you have some point in which you realized these negative body feelings that I'm having are more important than these emotional feelings that I'm having?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that was the point where I started to try stopping, but found it really emotionally difficult. And I think it was when I really examined all of my beliefs around it and did the research on, is this belief really true, that those beliefs started to let go of me. And then I found it emotionally much easier to let go of it, because we only find something difficult to let go of when we believe it provides a benefit. when you can see that the benefit is just so short-lived or it's actually not a benefit, then the emotion kind of dissipates around that.
This is John. How are you today? I was thinking, too, what you'll hear a lot, and I have experience with AA and other things, and, you know, when you stop, there's this hole, and I believe that, and it's, or when you lose something, there's a hole, and you fill it with alcohol, or you fill it with whatever you're going to do to try and numb that. And so, obviously, if you remove the alcohol from the equation, there's a hole that you have to fill there, too, and I think that's where a lot of people, they don't know what to do, and it can be a lot of things. And what was something or some things that you did to change maybe your patterns? I mean, a lot of people fill it with exercise. A lot of people I know, they'll start smoking, they'll smoke a lot, mm-hmm. or they'll start drinking a lot of coffee because they're used to.
They're trying to fill that same. Yeah. Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in my book, I ask people, and this is what I did, is make a list of everything that you used to really enjoy doing before you started drinking a lot. Because I used to love running, but then all of a sudden it was easier to pour a glass of wine than put on my running shoes. So running fell by the wayside, you know. And I got that list out, and I just started incorporating those things back into my life, things that I used to enjoy doing that I had just been trading for drinking because drinking felt easier in the moment.
I like it. So really quick, and I know to wrap this up, what would be the first thing that you would want to share with our listeners on trying to get through this?
I think the number one thing to know is that questioning it is okay, and that you don't necessarily have to have this rock bottom experience. I think some of the reasons that we're so afraid of just asking the simple question, you know, am I drinking too much? And is it hurting my life, is because we imagine that if the answer is yes, there's going to be some pretty heavy consequences. And I think that just empowering yourself to ask the question about alcohol and become mindful about it, perhaps like you would about eating too much carbs or sugar, is just such a healthy first step. And just knowing that you're not alone, that if you're asking this question, chances are most people in your social circle, to some degree, are also asking the question, but we just don't talk about it.
Very cool. Very cool. Annie, where do we get your book?
Bookstores, Amazon, and then you can start reading it on my website at thisnakedmind.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Please share our show with all of your listeners and your guests or your contacts. And I wish you best of luck and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away. And I've got some VIP meal gift certificate for Hometown Buffet. And, of course, that is for two. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. I'd love to hear from all of you. And, of course, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water has partnered with The Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you, we've got a whole nother hour. And of course, I'm really excited about our next hour also, because we've got Susie Skillstad, and we're going to be talking about boundaries. I think that is like, Brian, do you talk about boundaries? I mean, how do you, I mean, deal with that?
I talk about boundaries with my kids and, you know, my wife and my son and daughter and myself make a really powerful four-person unit. We're really tight-knit. And so we kind of talk about everything.
Right.
And, yeah, boundaries for sure, because kids growing up these days, they don't have even a fraction of the social interactions that we had being out and about on our bikes and skateboards and just out in the world.
Yeah.
Till the lights came on.
Yeah.
Right?
Street lights.
I mean, yeah, street lights is what I'm talking about. You know, yeah. Now, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting. Well, let me finish this up, but and then we're going to be talking with Stephanie Caldwell, and of course, we're going to be talking about the Ventura Chamber, the Poinsettia Awards coming up. They've actually had to be postponed, and they're coming up January 19th. So if you haven't already got tickets, this would be a good time to get tickets. They always do an amazing job, and so we're going to talk about that a little bit. But you know, it's interesting, kind of going back to, you know, Doug and Defense, Ridley Defense, how do we put boundaries on our children so that they don't get in trouble? You know, I mean, it's a big deal being at school, the, you know, sexting and the, I mean, there's just so many things that we assume or we think that our children are capable or they know the right thing, and then something happens and they don't, and it's a big deal. And you can't, I remember years ago, you know, you got pulled over maybe by a policeman and they're like, you know, okay, John, we know your parents, we're taking you home. And it's like, and it just never, nothing happened. Now there's zero tolerance, and our world's gotten so crazy that it's very scary having four children that you know that they're really good-hearted kids, but they do one thing wrong or somebody turns things around, or, you know what I mean? What's your thought on that, working in the law industry?
Very good question. And the way I'm going to answer this is I'm going to translate this strictly into the angel household. And I think everybody has to make their own decisions for their own household, right?
That sounds good anyway, the angel
household. I know, it does. I like that.
Well, welcome in. So what I would say to parents is be bold and be busy. And so when I say be bold, my children, as much as they love me, have a really healthy dose of fear in regards to the father position, and also not in a intimidating way, but and also I'm very involved with their friends. Where are they going? Again, be busy. Even when you're tired and you don't want to go, and you know, when you're picking a kid up from somewhere, you don't want to walk in and say hello to the parents and meet them because you're tired, go do it.
Oh yeah,
go and do it.
Yeah,
be busy. Tell them that they have devices because you pay for them. And if you want to take a look at what's going on, if you want to know what's happening with conversations, then you're going to do it. And otherwise, they just don't have to have the device. Again, very free and open. Have it, unlimited data plan, all that. But that's, you know, my device until you pay for it yourself. But there's a whole other side of that that is just informational. And so we talk about everything. I talk about things that really hurt my kids' ears to the point that I think they would be so scared to do something in knowing the effects that it has on other people's lives from stories that they hear from me. Of course, I make them generic with no names, but excuse me. I think you have to talk about all kinds of different situations that they can get in. Hey, your friends are going to do this, and you're going to be the only one that's not, and it's going to suck. And you know what? Walk home. And you know what? Call me. And I'm never going to judge you, and I'm never going to be the guy that you have to get into a car that's uncomfortable with. I'm going to be on your side 100% of the time.
Absolutely. That's what we've always told our kids. We don't care what time it is, what hour of the day it is. We will pick you up from wherever you are, and we won't ask questions till the next morning, but we will figure out how we can work through this.
And also keep in mind, they're kids. We were all there. They're going to make mistakes, and hopefully we can be there to be a soft cushion where they can land, as my wife puts it.
The angel cushion.
Yes.
You know what's so funny? I was thinking, when we were kids, you're playing baseball and the ball goes through the window. Uh-huh. Everybody scatters, right?
That's, right.
Now, they want to put it and film it, put it on Facebook. Here we are breaking the window. It's crazy what they put
this
up.
This is true.
I think it's really cool.
It's interesting. We had a golf cart, and so the kids were able to drive it. We had a little gated place that we drove around, and so one of my daughter's friends came over, and they were playing around in it. It was my husband and I's anniversary, and they stuffed it into the back of a car, and my daughter was like, oh my gosh, my mom's gonna kill me, my mom and dad. So she called us. Her friends all left, and they left her there, and that was a rude, huge, hard awakening. And the neighbors came out, and they're like, are you okay? We didn't really know the neighbors, and but my daughter wasn't driving. There was somebody else, and so he was, his parents came over and said, we will take care of the damage, and we're like, we'll take care of the go-kart, you take care of the person's car. But, not everything's like that.
No.
And this is, we've talked about this many a times, because you said something key. There was a bunch of kids, right? Let's just put a number on it, 10, 5, and then one stuck around. So as much as peer pressure works in the way to influence you to do wrong, I want you, and you are going to be the one out of 10, my son or my daughter, you are going to be the one out of 10. You need to influence those other people to come to your side. And if you can even pull one or two of them over, you doubled and tripled the population of people doing the right thing in your little circle.
That's right.
And so that's really difficult. So again, teach them to be bold.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. There's that show that they always see the kids, and they put a gun out somewhere, and they're like, not my kids, and the parents are watching, and have you ever seen that show?
No.
Oh, my. It's crazy. And so they put it under like a couple toys, and they're, there's kids that go, oh, my gosh, my parents told me never to touch this. And they're like, another kid will be like, why not? And he's like, no, I'm going to get my parents, and you need to get out of the room. And so the parents are like, oh, what I did was I taught them how to do it. And then there's others like, there is no way I thought he would walk away. We need to do a better job. So is, and each kid and each personality is a little bit different, and you don't know how each child. You hope that what you've instilled in your children or what you've instilled.
But will hold. Any parent that has multiple children can utter the phrase, they grew up in the same household.
Absolutely.
We taught them the exact same things, and this one does this and the other one does that.
No, absolutely. Four kids. Trust me. Yeah.
Everybody's unique. And I also think that you have to parent each one of your children
very
differently.
Smart. Absolutely. They all have their own journey. They all have their own, personality and their own highs and lows. And you have to definitely, parent each one separately.
There's one other thing, too. You mentioned YouTube and this whole digital age that they are growing up in. I do want to give a positive word for the digital age, because I do think that social media has allowed children and young adults to experience the messaging of equality, anti-bullying, all those other positive things out there, and maybe to be a little bit more socially responsible than we all were, and socially aware than we all were when we were young. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword, but there is, I do want to remind people there's positive out there on social media as well.
There you go.
I just remember that I am happy that everything I did that was so strange or bad happened before the internet.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't have to admit anything that
no,
I did
your word
the
against
internet.
Mine, that's all there is.
I was perfect.
I'm sure you were. Really quick, we have like 1 minute just to mention Star Wars. Talk to us really quick. How was the movie? Amazing?
The movie was incredible. It's definitely different than every other Star Wars movie that's ever happened up until now. So if you're looking for a change and them to shake things up, you got it. Some people really don't like that. Others really love it. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot in between. The critics dig it. And our compadre, Mr. Doug Ridley, was dressed in his Rebel Legion approved costume as Luke Skywalker on the island in his hobo outfit, we call it, on the red carpet of the premiere of The Last Jedi. And he was also on the red carpet of The Force Awakens a couple years ago. Wow. Through the 501st dressed as a stormtrooper. So we have a really, we'll talk about it another time. We have a great friendship based on Star Wars.
Luke,
I love it.
Luke, I am your lawyer.
There you go.
I am your lawyer.
I love it.
That is good. We need to put that on a bumper sticker.
Oh, that is good. That's very good. All right. Brian Angel, of course, business manager for Doug Ridley Defense. And again, that phone number, I hope you don't need it, but if you do, this is the group to call, 805-208-1866. 208-1866. Brian, always a pleasure, and thank you so much for being here. John, Tom, we're going to be right back, but of course I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Here's to a year of better habits, positive thinking, clean eating, and most of all, loving yourself. With that, you've been listening to the first half of the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.